The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi, where the meat is delivered fresh every day, the Aldi way.
We're doing your some laugh. And this is it, have a listen. That's what we're trying to identify. Loads of prizes, Jen. You want to remind us what we got up for grabs today?
Yes, I shall remind you in just a moment. Some of the prizes that we have in the pot so far, we got tickets for the 3 Countdown concert, which has got the Coronas and Fat Boys to name, among others, at 3 Arena at New Year's Eve. Nemo Maguire's new book. We have a €50 Argus voucher. We've got a €60 Aldi voucher. We also have 2 nights B&B along with dinner on 1 evening for 2 people, along with a round of golf for 2, or spa treatment per person at Rogan's Town Hotel and Country Club in Swords. And today we've thrown in a selection of albums, Little Mix, Maverick Sabre and Rudimental. If anybody knows who this laugh is.
You listen.
What do you think?
Well, let's find out.
Who could it be?
Okay, let's go to Christopher in Mallow in County Cork. Hey, Christopher, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, knowing yourself.
Good, good. Are you working today?
Yeah, I'm actually working in Buttevant.
In where?
Buttevant.
In Buttevant for an IT company.
Oh, very nice. And are you busy today or are you just getting through it?
It's quite enough today, but most of it's online, you know?
Okay, all right. Now, have you been listening to this laugh and you're thinking all week, or have you just heard it today? Have you been thinking, I know this?
Well, like, I was listening to the radio there last weekend. I say it was Friday, and I was listening to the Natalie Dormer interview. And I kind of picked up on the laugh, and I was expecting it was her because I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay, well, that answers what was going to be my question, Christopher.
You were going to say, who the hell is Natalie Dormer, weren't you, Jenny?
So are you, Nikki. But then that makes sense because neither of us are watchers of Game of Thrones, so that might explain why we were a bit confused. But the good news is, Christopher, we don't know who the laugh is, so it could be Natalie Dormer. Is it Natalie Dormer? We're looking inside and... It's not Christopher, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
No problem.
However, would you like a motivational quote?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what that is, Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if we'd thrown you off guard there. Right. Give him something good there, Nikki, okay?
Well, it's always good to remember, Christopher, you don't have to accept it, but you've chosen to play, am I right?
Yep.
Okay, so that means you get the motivational quote to take into your life and to use it in whatever way you choose to do. You ready?
Yep.
Christopher, we all at certain times in our lives find ourselves broken. True strength is found in picking up the pieces. Or picking up the phone is in your...
Brilliant. There you go, Christopher.
Thank you.
Thanks Christopher. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Where do we go next?
Okay, Alan Boxwell is in Ashburn, County Meath, I believe. How are you, Alan?
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Nikki.
How are you doing?
Good, great.
What are you up to today?
I work in sales. I work for Granby Limited, selling sausages and burgers.
Do you know what? I have a question about Granby.
Oh, okay. Alan, there you go. Well, here's the man for you.
I don't eat it often, but when I do, I really enjoy it. Granby smooth white pudding.
Yes.
You know what, you obviously know what I'm talking about because you're a sales rep.
I absolutely do.
It's not always available in, don't mention any supermarkets in particular. It's not always available in all of the ones.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Depends on the customer, depends on the supermarket. Some of the supermarkets have it delisted, but we're very prominent in a lot of the major supermarkets.
Okay.
Don't
mention any names. Say a big shopping centre that has a big chain of supermarkets, right? And it would be in there. But the smaller stores of that same supermarket on a high street doesn't stock it.
Like an Express.
Why is that?
I'd like to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't stock everything, yeah.
Can I just interrupt there for a minute, Alan? Because I know
it's lovely on bread.
I know dip what's going on.
I don't eat it often, but dip it on, put it onto bread and dip it into an egg, Jenny. Maybe even put it.
I can smell. I smell a blag
or a
when I smell one. All right. I think someone's trying to blag a box of pudding. That's what I think.
Absolutely. On the way.
On the way. Yes. Job done. Get in there. We love it.
Well, you got worked anyway, Nikki, for blagging day. Yeah. Right, Alan, who do you think the laugh is?
I am convinced it is Emily Blunt.
From The Devil Wears Prada.
Even if it's not, I hope it is. Okay, is it Emily Blunt, ladies and gentlemen?
I have good news and bad news for you, Alan.
The good news is
Nikki's probably still hopefully or maybe not going to get a box of pudding from you, but it's not Emily Blunt. I'm sorry.
Does actually sound like her though.
I'll give you that, but yeah, unfortunately, yeah. No. Now, Nikki, if this lovely gentleman is going to send you some pudding, you better give him a really good motivational quote. I'm just saying.
The main reason I texted him was for the quote.
I knew it, Alan. I can sense it from you.
Okay, well, this is a good one because everybody out there can use this, especially for Alan. But anyone could take it into their lives with Alan's permission because it is his. He owns it for the day. Are you ready, Alan?
Yeah, spread the word.
Okay, here we go. Alan, don't wait. The time will never be just right.
Love it.
You know what I mean?
Unless you get a new one.
If you're waiting for it to be just right, you'd be waiting, Jenny.
Okay.
So the time is now. Thanks, Alan.
You don't need to send him in the pudding, Alan, if you don't want to. Okay, because I don't think he earned it.
Alan will send it in to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Happy days.
Thanks, Alan.
You don't cook the pudding as well for you, do you? You don't cook the breakfast as well.
I can spread it on your toast if you want.
Thanks,
Alan. No better man.
Cheers, man.
Bye.
I'd say you wouldn't.
Right, we move on.
Let's do it. Karen's in Trim. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
You sound in great form today, are you?
Sure, she's Trim.
I was stuck behind a slurry tank in Ballinasloe, believe it or not, so I'm delighted.
I hope your wipers were working, were they?
Yeah. No, luckily he wasn't, he was just driving through the town. I'm on the way to Galway, so I was just stopped in Ballinasloe.
Oh God, so it's gone anyway now, it's cleared, it's gone.
It's gone, thank God. Okay. Yes, it's a miserable day here, but he's gone.
Okay, well look, how confident on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at on your guess?
I'd say about a 5.
Oh, okay.
Solid 5.
All right. Listen, it's better than a crappy one. Solid 5.
Exactly.
Okay, so solid 5. Who do you think the laugh is?
I think it might be Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Okay, let's have a listen. Charlize Theron. She used to go with the Irish actor. What was his name?
Stuart Townsend.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
She was in Monster as well.
Monster, right? Let's look to the control room. Is it Charlize Theron?
Sounded like her at all, but it is.
Oh my God, I actually really can't believe that.
Yes, it is. Another laugh bites the dust. It's gone.
Do we have proof that it's Charlize Theron?
We do have
apparently.
A listen.
Okay.
Well, here's what we played you. And here is the full clip.
What else did I die in? Inglourious Bastards.
That's right. True. That was a good death.
That was a really good death. I got my testicles.
No, that was
blown
a great death.
My ass.
And there it is.
Oh my God, that is mad.
That is talking to Michael Fassbender there. Okay.
I can't believe that. Do you want to hear what you've won, Karen?
Oh, I was listening to that. I can't believe, because even my boyfriend was here and I was like, sugar, I'm not really sure if it's, you know, sometimes you send in a message and you're definitely sure it's that person.
But well, in the words of Nikki Byrne, if you're not in, you can't win.
You've won
exactly,
it, Karen.
Yeah.
We're going to call out to you what
God,
you've won.
So
we're also going to give you the motivational quote as well.
Brilliant.
So very quickly, Karen, your Christmas is sorted. You got a 100 euro voucher from Bourbon. That's Amy Huberman's new autumn winter 2015 collection. It's on bourbonfootwear.com as well. 60 euro Aldi voucher. You got a hamper thanks to Lloyd's Pharmacy. You have it. We wanted it. The Regatta winter waterproof 3-in-1 jacket where the fleece, Karen, can actually be removed and worn separately, so you can both wear the jacket at the same time. This is incredible.
Oh my God.
It's a feat of engineering. Neve Maguire's new book, The Nation's Favourite Healthy Food, 100 Good For You Recipes. You've got tickets, New Year's Eve is sorted. You're going to the 3 Countdown concert with the Coronas, Fatboy Slim, Keela, Ryan Sheridan and Little Errors. You've also got the duvet set from brosheets.com. You've got a tellmystorybook.ie. 50 euro voucher for Argos. You can buy whatever you want. You've 2 nights B&B along with dinner on one evening for 2 people, as well as a round of golf for 2 or a spa treatment per person. That's at Rogenstown Hotel and Country Club in Swords. And you've got the albums. You've got Little Mix, Maverick Sabre and Rudimental.
Thank you so much. I'm so surprised. I really am.
No, you sound like you deserve it. And also, Karen, you get a motivational quote, which is this: when someone else's happiness is your happiness, Karen, that's love.
Oh, that's actually sweet.
That is lovely.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
That's a sweet one.
I'm going to cry.
Today is the greatest day.
It is.
So we're going to.
Come on, Karen.
We're going to listen to Take That.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
Bye bye.